our second full day is coming to an end. Do you notice how now the retreat is like, yes, like moving on a bicycle down a mountain, you know, not a dangerous mountain, but it goes quicker and quicker and quicker and quicker. It's good if we make good use of the remaining time. Tomorrow we have one more full day, and then Monday we are just having two short lectures. And yes, my dear devotees, for now I would really like to encourage you to do your harvesting. When we go to such a marathon in Shravan, Kirtan, and also Smaran, the fertile ground of our heart receives nourishment, and the bhakti lata grows quite quickly. It gets a boost, and there will be already some little fruits, or let us say, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, leaves will grow, and things will happen inside. And it's good to be a little bit observative and see. I would actually love to make a little exercise with all of you now. Perhaps you just can turn to your neighbor. Please do so. I know that there are some introverts amongst us. Oh no, partner exercises, I'm totally blocked inside. I'm from USA, and so on. But please don't feel blocked. It is good. And please talk with your neighbor just very briefly about what you can already take with you, what is already a point you like to look more on. Please find a neighbor now. And start right now. Yeah? So what do I want to take with me? What do I want to look at a little bit more? You have one more minute. Please let also the other person speak something. I'm going to go to the next one. My God, you sound like the Frankfurt airport. Wonderful. My dear devotees, I see there's a huge talking energy here, waiting behind the dam. Please, you can obviously continue to talk outside the retreat. So please, I'm making my bell again. My dear devotees, what we are doing here in this particular session is we are trying to give you something to think about. I like this word very much, reminiscence, remember with relish and taste. Now, Srila Prabhupada spoke about this in the Bhagavatam. What is the result of thinking about Krishna? And surprisingly, he adds a few more things on the list, not just Krishna, but many other things. He says, the devotee likes to serve the Lord, and he wants to constantly think of the Lord's associates, the cowherd boys, the gopis, the Lord's father and mother, his servants, and the trees, the land, the animals, the plants, and even the water in the Lord's abode. Because of constantly thinking of these features, one acquires a transcendental position. You know, if you get the insight right and think about transcendental things, including everything around the Lord, no? Then this will eventually lead to you obtaining the kingdom of God, transcendental position. It's amazing, no? So to think of Krishna in Gaudiya Vaishnavism means to think really of the land of Vrindavan. In the yogis, when they want to focus on the super soul, they imagine him to be surrounded by fire which burns everything else away. But the devotees feel, oh, this will be hot for Krishna. It will be unpleasant. And they therefore, whenever they think of Krishna, they think of the forest of Vrindavan. And Prabhupada really paints a canvas here. The servants, the trees, the land, the animals, bees, plants, and water in the Lord's abode. So in this evening katas, we want to just give you a little understanding of Krishna katha, of Krishna's word. And here, in this very particular katha, this promise stone, Qatar, we want to highlight something which is so important for devotees in this world, to think about the affection that Krishna has for his devotees. For the devotees to meditate about his bhakta vatsalatva, his quality of thinking of his bhakta, like a parent, a protective parent, is that quality they like to meditate very much. In old times, there would be dramas everywhere in Vrindavan town, which would be performed. There were these mandalas. They had certain names where the actors would come. There's one of these raised platforms before the Radharaman complex. You know, the complex means the many houses of the Goswamis, which all, and there's a gully, a street goes this way, that way, and then ends at the temple. Yes, so outside this complex of where the houses are and where eventually the temple is, the Radharaman Gera, I think they say, there is a raised platform for theater. And in old times, the audience would just sit on the street. There would be a curtain and on the platform, and behind the curtain, the actors. And before the actor, the Krishna Leela started, the actor came out and addressed his, came out in front of the curtain, and he sang a song. Krishna, his turban, addresses his devotees singing this beautiful song. I only have the English translation. It doesn't rhyme so well. He sings, "I'm under the control of my dear devotees. Throughout the day and night, I keep my devotees in my heart. Not for a moment or for the duration that it takes for the eye to blink, do I ever forget them. I find no peace by staying in the Vaikuntha planets, nor do I find peace in the meditation of the yogis. No, no, no. I find pleasure, the pleasure to stay only where my devotees sing about me day and night. I disguise myself according to the desire of my devotees. I break my own promises to honor the promises made by them. And thus, I'm known as biased. I'm criticked because you are always so much with your devotees. There's a criticism. I don't care. I wash the cooking pots of my devotees. I drive their chariot and I serve them. I do everything for the pleasure of my devotees. And I don't ask them for any reward. And I serve them limitlessly. If they offer me a fruit, a flower, a leaf, or some water, with love, I accept it also with love." And by now the audience is spellbound, cries, "Wow, the Lord is so kind. Now we want to see his pastimes, really." So the Lord topples this and says one last thing. "I offer my very self to my dear devotees, and I forget about my own opulence. I do whatever my devotees desire. I continuously do whatever they want. Even if they want to sell me, I agree to be sold out of love." There are many leelas where Krishna is sitting on one side of a weighting scale, you know, a scale where weights are weighted, and then enough jewelry is put on the other side to weigh his weight, and then he's sold, you know. So yes, very, very, very nice mood. And in Krishna Katha, we don't just hear how Krishna acts with the devotees in the world there, but they, we as devotees want to hear, especially today, does Krishna keep these promises, or are they just some nice words? Also, we have in our mind the last words of Radharani that puzzle us. Krishna was now on the chariot of Arjuna, of Akrura. He had paid his obeisances to the Brijbasis. He had said, I cannot repay your love for me even in 1,000 lifetimes. But he was on the chariot of Akrura. He was leaving. Yes, the devotees cried so that the stones split apart, but he was sitting in the chariot of Akrura on his own volition, and he was leaving. Srimati Radharani understood. Yes, Krishna had said, I'm just returning, but he sat on the chariot of Akrura and he was leaving. This was the fact. So she told Krishna, you're now going to Mathura. You will approach the Yamuna. Before you enter that walled city, get down from the chariot. Make an offering of 3 palmfuls of waters and a few sesame seeds in our name, because we will die. And this is the last offering for us, so that we will move. We will move on to Yamaraj. What was going on in Krishna's mind? He had given the promise. There is a promise stone. I will never leave Braj, but he sat on the chariot of Akrura and he was leaving. My dear devotees, listen to this. With your intelligence perched up, and put Krishna on the testing, Krishna's promise, not Krishna, Krishna's promise on a testing stone. A gold testing stone is there. This is it will be a promise testing stone. Is it true what he says? That he will always be there for the devotees. You will need to listen very carefully, because many things will be addressed indirectly. You will need the katha to work on your heart's mind. I will not give you all the secrets away. You will have to find them. So, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanandine. Namaste Saraswati Deve.
kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavane swari risha Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
My dear devotees, as we venture forward, it needs to be said that my words will be imperfect. You must bless this. But I have faith. If these words touch Krishna, they will have effect on your heart. Because firewood may be ignited by a low-class man, and this fire which was ignited by a just ordinary person will burn, and it is able still, although its source is ignited there, to purify gold. In the same way, it is my hope that these words will purify the last impurities, some of them, in the hearts of all of you golden devotees. Because fire is so powerful, it doesn't matter who ignites it. Krishna had these words of Radha in his mind. They arrived at the Yamuna before Mathura, and Krishna turns around or forward and says to Akrura, please stop the chariot. It is noon time. We should take our noon bath. It's time to do the Santhya rituals. Let us first take our bath. Krishna, I, Balaram, then you can also take your bath. And Krishna went into the Yamuna, but he did not do tapana, last rites for Radharani. He did something else. Later, when Akrura came into the water where Krishna had taken his bath, he saw before his eyes the multi-headed Anantashesha, the divine snake who carries all the universes on his head, and resting on that multi-headed snake, he saw Lord Mahavishnu. There were saints
from all the planetary systems. There were musicians, and they were all glorifying the Lord. And Akura began to pray. He was overwhelmed by the vision of Krishna's grandeur, his Vishnu form lying on Anantashesh. And when he came out of the Yamuna, still dripping wet, he was, I don't know how you say it, like this, shaking is the word. And Krishna said, "Did you see something special?" He had arranged all this. "Did you see something wonderful and extraordinary?" Akura looked at the Lord, and he had a feeling that this Krishna had something to do with this vision. And he said, "Yes, my Lord, I have seen you, and this is the most special thing." He avoided the question, and they went back. What exactly happened there, we will not highlight now. The next thing we hear is that Krishna walks with Balaram and his friends through the streets of Mathura. The Brahmins chant mantras, they receive him. He meets the hunchback, Bookliga. She looked like Quasimo. The Bookliga hunchback, Kubja, and straightened her out by just catching her under the chin in a very loving way. Kubja then transformed to a beautiful lady. We hear how Krishna was not satisfied with the washerman of Kamsa. He had asked the washerman who was bringing the washed clothes, the imperial clothes, to the emperor for some cloth for him and the friend, some city dress. He only was in the village dress. And the washerman had not rejected his proposal. And we hear that Krishna sent him to the abode of death. Yeah. We further on hear how Krishna wanted to enter the arena for wrestling, but he was holed up by a wild, mad elephant, Kuvalayapida, and he had killed him, and he had yerked out the tusks, and he had one tusk on his shoulder. Balaram took the other tusk, and this is how they went into the arena where the whole, almost the whole civilized world was, there were a lot of people. It was a huge arena, bigger than the football arenas of today. And he was there. His body was sprinkled with blood. But it looked very beautiful, because anything which comes in contact with Krishna is beautified. No? Anything which falls in a pot of nectar is also becoming nectar. So everyone saw Krishna smiling with an elephant tusk going into the arena. And the impious kings understood. The Lord, who is ready for action, is now coming in. We hear how he defeated the wrestlers Chanura and Mustika with Balaram. And he remained all the time smiling. Balaram had eyes glowing like red hot copper. But Krishna saw him smiling, very playful. we hear how Kamsa was enraged that not only Chanura Mushtika, but all the other wrestlers who tried to kill Krishna, Balaram, were just removed. Then Krishna Balaram called all his cowherd boyfriends,
there into the arena, and together they wrestled to show what real wrestling is. And Kamsa didn't believe his eyes. We hear how Krishna killed Kamsa, and he reinstalled whom? Ugrasena. Yes, who was he?
Father.
Yeah. We hear that Krishna went to the education. Where did he go? Avanti, the town of Avanti, and he entered the Gurukul of who?
Sandipani.
Sandipani was a Shiva Bhakta, a Shaivat. Krishna had chosen him because if he would have gone to Vyasadev would just paid his obeisances. He would not dare to teach the Lord. But Sandipani didn't know. He only felt these are very special boys. We hear that he returned to Mathura after delivering the son of his teacher from the kingdom of death. And from that moment on, he's known as the Lord of Mathura. What is his divine name in Sanskrit? How do you say? Mathurapati, exactly. And we also hear that Krishna, the beloved prince of Mathura, who was worshipped by Ugrasena, had one habit which the Mathura Vasi found ununderstandable. In the evening, when some peace turned into Mathura, it was around the time of sunset, Krishna was regularly missing. No one could see him. He went to the palace on the roof. He sat down and he looked to the other side of the Yamuna, where he saw some lights flickering in the distance. These were the cowdung fires where the Brijvasis cooked their rotis. He saw also the smoke coming up, and he looked for a long time towards Braj, all by himself. But the servants who peeked in could see there were tears in the eyes of Mathurapati, who was thinking of Braj with longing for a long time. At that time, Yashoda was sitting by the bed of Krishna. Remember the last night where she had rubbed the chest of Krishna, looked into his drooping eyes and asked this question, "You will not leave me, Gopal, right?" Yashoda would sit every night by the bed of Krishna. Nanda looked composed, but inside he felt as if all his life was gone. All the Brijvasis looked like stars in the Amavasya night, you know, when there is no light. In other words, you can't see the light of the stars. In the same way, you couldn't see the life of Nanda and of the other Brijvasis. Radha was in her place, fainting. The beautiful descriptions in the work Hansaduta, an earlier work of Rupa Goswami. No one took the cows into the forest. Krishna wrote one letter when he just couldn't tolerate the distance any longer. In this letter, he wrote,
saw his mother. There's no one in Mathura who washes my face with lukewarm water when I return and takes the dust away. And there's no one who can feed me roti and butter. They were apart. Krishna on the roof, the Brijbasis in Braj, and the Yamuna in between. Then the Brijbasis had one sadhana. I think you remember it. They sat each morning on the street and they stared down the road, waiting for Krishna to fulfill his promise. I will come after 2 days, or 1 or 2 days. Finally, they saw a golden chariot approaching from the distance. There was some reflection in the golden, makeup of or building of the chariot. And there was a golden effulgence, and it moved towards them. And there was this is the same chariot, a golden chariot. Krishna is now coming. He comes in the same vehicle in which he had gone. Wow! And they all stopped staring. They got up and ran towards the chariot. There was only one person who was not running. Krishna's friend, Madhumangal. Say? Madhumangal, yeah. So the other cowherd boys passed him. You're sitting there on the road? You're not coming? No, said Madhumangal. My friend is a cheater. He said he would come after 1 or 2 days. But so many days have passed and he has not come. Only if he personally comes to me, pays his dandavat, touches my feet, I'm a Brahmin, and excuses himself for his lying and cheating, then I will forgive him. Okay, said the other boys, we are going. And they continued to run. Then all of a sudden, they heard someone panting means running. And it was Madhumangal who overtook them. Hey, are Madhumangal, you said you're not coming. And Madhumangal said, I can be angry with Krishna any other time, but not when he is coming now home. And he ran like this. Now when the Brijbasis saw the golden chariot, they saw a personality dressed like Krishna in a, yellow dhoti. He had a bluish complexion. But it was not Krishna. Who was it? Udo. Udo, they say in Braj. Yes, Udo. It was Uddhava, who had been sent by Krishna to pacify the Brijbasis. He carried letters for various groups of Brijbasis, the gopis, Nanda Baba, and so on and so forth. But it was not Krishna. My dear devotees, can you imagine how the Brijbasis must have felt? In simple words, it was like pouring salt in a fresh wound. It was excruciating painful. What is Krishna doing? He's sending someone else. We want him, not someone else. Uddhava said, I'm a messenger of Krishna. I have letters for all of you, but first I must go to Nanda and Yashoda, where do they reside? They didn't even know if they should talk to him. He was pointed in the direction of Nandagram. There are various descriptions of what Uddhava saw when he saw the dear parents of Krishna. One description is that he saw a channel of tears that came from the home. Another description says when Nanda Baba received him, he wanted to give him food, but the kitchen was not usable. They had not eaten for many days, Nanda and Yashoda, and there was cobwebs in the kitchen. Nanda needed to tell a brahmana who lived nearby to cook for his guest, his royal guest. My dear devotees, let us not talk more about the desperate situation of all the Brijbasis. Uddhava saw them one by one, and he learned a lesson in true love. Because in the Brijbasis, as we heard yesterday from Srila Prabhupada, they really don't care if Krishna is God. They just love him and they serve him. Prabhupada says all of them serve Krishna in different capacities. Somebody is serving Krishna as an animal. Do you know an example? The cows. Yes, Krishna goes to the cows and goes directly from the udder. The pure thing. Somebody is serving Krishna as a tree with fruits and flowers. Others as Yamuna water or as the beautiful cowherd men and damsels or as Krishna's father and mother. Krishna has so many who love him and he also loves them. Yes, says Prabhupada. Krishna consciousness is so beautiful and so deep. Uddhava, after delivering the message to Yashoda, says, I will return. What is your message to Krishna? So Yashoda immediately comes alive and she arranges a pot of yogurt from very special cows, and then she puts a small flute next to the pot. Bring these things to Krishna. He likes this yogurt. And he forgot his flute. He forgot his mind and everything, and also his flute. And then Uddhava, I have first a message to Devaki, and then I have a message for Krishna. My message to Devaki is, although everyone tells that I am not Krishna's mother, and Devaki is the mother of Krishna. Devaki, I beg you, be kind and let Krishna call me mother. Although you know everything, you don't know about Krishna. When he wakes up in the morning, he likes to have roti with butter. Give him that. And he does not like to take bath. Then you must give him a toy because he must be clean. Take good care of my son. And as far as Krishna, I have only one blessing to give. Wherever you are, Krishna, may you live for a million years. Mother. When Uddhava returns, he has a doubt in his mind. Does Krishna really love his devotees? Or is he maybe a little detached like the Brahman. So when he returns, he does not go to see Krishna first. It's sunset and he knows the first thing to do at sunset is what? To milk the cows. Because they have eaten all day and their udders are full, and it gives them relief when they are milked. So he knows that Vrindavan Krishna, the Lord of Vrindavan, whom everyone loves in Vrindavan, he will like if I milk the cows. And he doesn't come to see Krishna. When Krishna hears that Uddhava, the great Jnani, has become a cowherd man, a great Rasik, he goes to Krishna and to Uddhava, and he cries and said, "You have understood, you have understood." But Uddhava is bewildered. "What is with you? Ordinary people have a heart in there, a pumping heart in their chest, but it seems to me where people have a heart, you have a stone. Don't you know how much they love you?" And Krishna then takes Uddhava to a personal space. The way I have heard it, he takes him up the roof to the palace, where he has something like a penthouse, some rooms from where he can also look at Braj, you know, and he says, "I will tell you now what is in my heart." In actuality, I am never leaving Vrindavan. I'm always in Vrindavan. Vrindavanam parichaja padam ekam nagachami. This is also highlighted in the Lagu Bhagavatamrita. It is said there that Krishna never takes one single step out of Vrindavan. Yeah, but the chariot and how he walked in Mathura, and how he became known as Mathurapati. What is all this? This is not what it seems to be, my dear devotees. We must again revisit that mystical moment in the Yamuna. Remember, Krishna had said with his usual smile and his lightness of movement, moves very graciously, "Akrura, let me take a bath in the Yamuna with Balaram." Akrura had agreed. He came into the Yamuna, and the Braj, and he became two. He's many, by the way, not just two, millions of forms. But one form stayed in Vrindavan. It's called the Bhava Rupa, who stayed in the real Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not a place on the land map. It is a place in the consciousness. There's the Bhava Gokula. Prabhupada has said to us, you have to discover the Vrindavan in your heart. That is that mystical place which is there on the level of Bhava, of Krishna consciousness, if you so want. Krishna is always there in Vrindavan, in this transcendental form. After all, is his form made of earth, water, fire, and ether? Is it a spiritual form, perhaps? Yes. Oh, yes. So the spirit has other rules than matter. He is in this eternal, original form, always in Vrindavan. And when Akrura saw, whom did he see?
Mahavishnu and Ananda, you know everything. Yes, Ananta Shesha. He saw the majestic, opulent form of the Lord. And it was this form who had traveled with him on his chariot to Mathura and had gone there. The real Krishna is always there. To make it simple for us to understand, when you meet a personality at home, he is like he really is. He likes to dress perhaps in simple jeans, in tennis shoes. He likes to eat avocado with lemons. That's all for breakfast. For lunch, he eats something else and so on. And he likes to read books, listen to music, talk to a few selected friends who visit him. At home, he's really at home at himself. But outside of home, he may act as the ruling president of a country. And there he's not in jeans and tennis shoes. And for breakfast, he doesn't eat only avocados and lemon. And he doesn't read what he reads at home, but he does all the things which his role requires him to do. So Krishna at home is Vrindavan Krishna with all his associates, relishing unlimited love. But outside, he is Vasudev Krishna with four heads, like this. It's the same Krishna, only two forms. As, by the way, we have heard many times, God has many forms, no? Not just. So then he said, Udo, sit now here. I do not move a single step out of Vrindavan. Whatever I see, I will never forget my Braj Bhava. Whatever the wise men might comment about me, maybe they will condemn me, maybe they will criticize me, even the experts of the Shastras will call me partial. I don't care. I'm always visible along the banks of Yamuna. Or you can find me under the Kadamba and Tamal trees of Vrindavan. Or in the lovely company of my devotees. Or near you, which is the river where Krishna always walks on the bank. Yamuna, oh yeah, this is too simple. Yes, you are silent. We know something about Vrindavan Maharaj. Or near the blue waters of Yamuna, I am the same Krishna. And I assure my devotees that I will never forget Vrindavan. I have one note. I hope I can find it. Sanatana Goswami, he has written his Magnus Opi, the big work, the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I mean, he has written other works which are even more voluminous, but it is said this is a significant work because it's the last book he really wrote, the major work. It is understood to be his swan song. When a swan dies, just before he dies, he makes the most beautiful sound. So when a great acharya writes his parting words, they are most beautiful. And he writes, Jayati jayati vrindaram etam murare priya na priyatamamati sadhu svantavai kontavasat ramayati sasadaga palayan yatra gopi svarita madura venu vadayam premarasi. It is so beautiful. Please chant. We break it up. Jayati jayati vrindaranyam.
Jayati jayati vrindaranyam.
Etan murare.
Etan murare.
Priyatamamati sadhu.
Priyatamamati sadhu.
Svanta vaikuntavasa. Ramayati sasadaga, Ramayati sasadaga, palayang yatra gopi,
palayang yatra gopi,
svarita madura venur,
svarita madura venur,
vadayang premarasi,
vadayang premarasi.
Sanatana Goswami lives in Vrindavan and he says, all glories to this place where we are living. Lord Murari's Vrindavan forest. He prefers residing here to residing in Vaikuntha, or in the hearts of elevated saints. He doesn't like to live so much in Vaikuntha or in the hearts of the elevated saints. No, he likes, prefers the forest of Vrindavan. What does he do here? Well, he tends his cows and he gives pleasure to the gopis whose love for him in the mood of the rasa dance he increases by. How does Krishna increase the love of the gopis? By sweetly playing his flute. This is one of the hints that Krishna is always residing. That Krishna is eternally present in Vrindavan is also expressed by the ladies in Mathura. Krishna walks through Mathura. Krishna greets the brahmanas. Krishna does all his wonderful pastimes in Mathura. But do you know what the ladies say? They speak about him being in Braj. They see him in Mathura, but they talk about him being in Braj. How special are the tracts of land in Braj? For the primeval personality of Godhead, who has disguised himself with human traits, wanders about enacting his pastimes. Punya tavraja bhuvo yadayam nililinga guda purana purusho vana chitra mayam. He is disguised as a human being, but he always walks. What is this called? Pastime of walking? Ras and?
Vilas.
Yes, he does Vilas. Braj roaming, yes. His feet are worshipped by Lord Shiva and the goddess Rama. Decorated with many forest garlands, he plays his flute as he tends the cows in the company of Balaram. It's not said he played his flute once in the past, but now he's Mathura. It says, no, he plays his flute now in Vrindavan, and he walks in Vrindavan. There are two places in Vrindavan which are special, which stand out. And Sanatana Goswami in the next two verses will talk about each of them. Who can imagine where you can meet Krishna for sure? Because they are, he takes pleasure in this place. Huh? Who? Govardhan, yes, and Yamuna Devi, yes. There is this verse in the 10th canto. When Krishna Balaram saw Vrindavan, Govardhan, and the banks of Yamuna, they both enjoyed great pleasure. So if you are in Vrindavan, my dear devotees, sit down at the banks of the Yamuna, who is the daughter of the sun god. She has inherited from her father the potency to illuminate the entire world. And she is the sister of, she has an unusual brother. Who is the sister of Yamuna? Yamaraj. Wow. He is the dispenser of justice next to his other work. And Yamuna ji has been blessed by Yamaraj to dispense or give perfect justice to everyone there. Everything gets resolved standing there. She has the power also, mainly her power comes because she originates from the lotus feet of who? This is a little difficult, yeah. But you know, in our movement, there's one word you can say, one name, and you're always correct. Krishna, yes. She also originates from Krishna's lotus feet. This means she relieves those who only sit there or get the breezes of the Yamuna from distress, and nourishes her devotees, or the devotees who sit there and do bhajan with spiritual satisfaction. Before I go to Giriraj, at the close of this, no, the close comes, it's about the stone. I don't want to forget this. My dear devotees, I went in December, I forgot, was it December or spring, to the banks of the Yamuna. I was with some devotees. We were on Sunday there, and all the people from Delhi, Delhi means tourism, Vrindavan tourism, were there. Oh, and they took photos, and there were these cameras, you know, swirling around, and you could go in the center, and the camera made a 360 degree photo of you, not Yamuna, you. You know, all this distracting, sometimes quite kitschy Indian religious tourism was there. We saw even a paraglider, yes, with a motor. I was praying to Yamuna that this would not crash, you know, because it was an Indian construction which would not have made it in Switzerland, you know. It was paragliding there, and then there was these boats on the Yamuna with big, big loudspeakers and very heavy songs. Sanyasi, come home! You know, and some very high-level songs, you know. And Hare Krishna. And but this was our, we had the choice. Either we would go to the, we would sit down now at the banks of the Yamuna, or we would run away from religious tourism and disappear in old Vrindavan. That's always where you have peace, you know. There are, you can always hide in old Vrindavan. But we decided, all of us, it was by vote, that we would sit on the banks of the Yamuna because she originates from Krishna's lotus feet. Yes, there are many things now in there which do not originate from Krishna's lotus feet, but from Maya's feet. But still the spiritual river, the bhava form is there. And first we were severely tested. All kinds of people wanted money for no reason at all. It was not so easy, but we said, let's pray for the mercy of Vrindavan.
Let's pray for the mercy of Yamuna. And the best, we chanted the Yamuna Ashtakam, and then we chanted our rounds. And yes, it was at least for me a challenge, because boy, it was so loud. And there was popcorn just next to me, and photographic next to me, and then the married couple, you know, dressed in this kitschy dresses, and said, "We know you from YouTube. Can we make a photo with you?" They didn't know me from YouTube. I'm not famous in YouTube. You know, they just wanted a white skin there in the photo. But I was at the banks of the Yamuna. It was my only chance. So I said, "You have to be very humble." I said, "Later, later, later. We just bhajan karo. We do bhajan after we are finished." And then all of a sudden, we all felt it. It was not just wishful thinking. We even had a person, a Westerner, who is not used to this Indian, whatever, you know. And we all felt so elevated, because Krishna never leaves the bank of the Yamuna. He's always there. And he comes to you. There are prayers in Radha Rasa Sujanidhi. There's a prayer. "Oh, my dear Radha, I'm sitting here on the pathway in Vrindavan. I'm sitting here and I'm crying for your mercy. Please, when you come here to meet your Krishna, please take me along. I'm an unannounced guest, I know. Don't know what I'm doing here, but you are here always. It's your land. Pick me up." This is true spirituality. There is a lot in spiritual life that you can't see with these eyes. There's a lot which you can't feel with these material emotions. There is a lot, actually the real life starts beyond the mind and the intelligence. And that can come by revelation. You know? Hare Krishna. We will now sing, and then I will tell you how Krishna comes to his devotees who sincerely search for him. How he comes to the Brijbasis? Well, he's always there. He also gave a promise somewhere else, that he said, "I come to those who search for me." We will sing a little. I request you to enter into a contemplative singing mood. Maybe you want to think of Krishna. Maybe you want to look at Radha Madan Mohan. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare. these seminars is about Smaranam, try to now apply what you have learned so far. Maybe you want to reminisce, to remember or to call into your mind that scene where Mother Yashoda is with Krishna and rubs his chest and asks him that question. Or perhaps you want to remember how Krishna went onto this chariot and made all this drama of leaving Vrindavan while actually staying there. Genius, godly, divine. Maybe you want to think how Madhu Mangal runs and overtakes everyone, although he has said, my friend has to come to me first, hey Dandavat, I'm a Brahmin. Maybe you want to think about the waters of the Yamuna, the trees, anything, and then sing to Krishna. This will be very good. You will see, you will enter something else. It's called Bhava, or the Bhavanamrita, the nectar of Bhava. And then when the mind finds delight in Krishna, it doesn't even want Netflix. Oh, sorry. Sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama
Hare Rama 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 Hare One more time, sing fully.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. One more time, everybody please.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Sing fully one more time.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please raise your hands in the sky and sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Jai 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 Jai
blessed. Nay. Vrindavindam ki Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki Jai Jai
your seat again. At the end of this katha, I would like to just say that the way the Lord reveals his pastimes in this world and beyond, he wants to attract the human being into his world by showing, here, this is my world, why don't you come? There is a very nice quotation in the end of this work, which describes how Krishna, the new Vrindavan pastimes, was it Vidakta Madhava or Lalita Madhava? I don't remember at the moment. Lalita Madhava, where at the end of some separation, the pastime of Radha and Krishna, always there's union and separation. At the end, Radharani requests Krishna please make that all those who search for you sincerely, you will never leave them, you will always be with them. And in Krishna Bhava Namritam, also Govinda Lilamrita, I have found in each work one quotation which says that especially those who search for Krishna in his own home, you know, Vrindavan, the Lord will always be there for them. So what we will do is, I do have this promise stone here, and I have a little Brahmin. He looks a little like Madhu Mangal. Rudvik is his name. Rudvik, no? Yes. And Rudvik will have that stone. And you can... What can we do? I think it's most practical if Rudvik... you can perhaps stand in one corner and they can come and you can put the stone on their western head, and it will work. It is from that place. You can see here, this blue friend. I like to think that this is Krishna's thumb. It's almost like, you know, when you have a document, then in old times at least, one had to put his hand a little in ink and then put it there. And then that was a binding document. So Krishna's bluish, dark bluish complexion is also here on that stone. but it's not that we need to remind Krishna of anything. You know, here is the promised stone. It is not like this.
Krishna is kind, and we don't want to pester him. We want to approach him like devotees do, with love, and not with coercing him or anything. He will do his work. He never breaks his promise to his devotees. That's how his heart is. So yes, so it was a wonderful pleasure for me to bring this, because it's surrounded with so many memories. I put a lot of, I wanted to put verses in this katha and do a little research from the Goswami literature here and there. Tomorrow I will tell you a katha you have definitely never heard. It is, I think it's impossible that any one of you have heard it. You can come to me and I might give you a cookie if you have never heard it. It is a very, and it is not with so much sadness, you know, that the pangs of separation are not in there, but it is, it shows very, very much the Braj ways. It is, what was the work? I have written it down. It's a book of love, that's the title, and the work is from Rasik Shekhar. It's a very Braj katha. It's really amazing. I'm praying that I can do it faithfully, or let can tell it like it must be told. Prem Patana. Prem Patana. So yes. So I intend to end this here. You can all as we go. You know, the altar is still a little open. You can offer your prayers to Radha Madan Mohan. It will close very soon, so we better make haste. And where should our Rudvik stay? Rudvik, I think you should stay there, because then when devotees move out, they come by, no? And you must act like a Brahmin priest from South India. Yes? Good. We have full faith in Rudvik. So, just there. No? And when you go out, you can just pass by. It's near the Vyasasan. What is best? I would even say, though, that there is no traffic congestion there on that side of the. No one should steal that stone from you. No? I'm trusting you. Keep it. And you especially should not steal it from me. So, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.